When you move to a new area, one of the questions that you get asked over and over again is, where are you from? Where have you come from? And then the next question is that your home? Where is your home? Your home. That question has always been a little bit hard for me to answer. Not where I've come from, I know where I've come from. But the question of home, because I have lived so many different places. But where you have lived is not necessarily the same thing as home. What is it that makes a place or a situation home? There are lots of quotes and cliches to answer that question. Home is where the heart is. And I'm not sure I've got this exactly right, but home is the place where when you show up, they have to let you in. But more seriously, what is it that makes a place or a setting or a group of people or an experience feel like home? One answer, I think the answer that works best for me, is a feeling of belonging. Home is where you belong, and home is where you feel like you belong, where you experience an unshakable feeling of belonging, of being in the right place, where your place is one of belonging. It was actually this morning's gospel that set me thinking about this. This rich but complicated phrases from the beginning of John's gospel. In the midst of that, we hear the familiar words, "The Word became flesh and lived among us." The Word is Jesus. It is God's self-expression in Jesus. The Word became flesh and lived among us. Probably the only Greek that I can actually quote to you is this phrase in Greek, because it was on all of the seals of my seminary. Kai ho logos sarx egeneto. And the Word became flesh and lived among us and dwelt among us. Thinking about this familiar phrase from John reminded me of a passage also from Revelation. Revelation is not a book I know well or read often, but this particular phrase is one of the appointed readings for funerals, and I know it in that setting, from the 21st chapter of Revelation. "And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them.' The Word became flesh and lived among us. The home of God is among mortals." The old translation said, "among men." While I welcome the gender inclusiveness of mortals, it's not our mortality so much that's important here, it's our humanity. The home of God is among human beings, women and men. God took on flesh to find a home among women and us. And that's what Christmas is about. That's what Christmas teaches us, the meaning, the significance of what we theologically call the incarnation, that the Word became flesh. The meaning of Christmas is that the home of God is with us. God's home, God's place of belonging is with us. God's home. I'm not talking this morning about us being at home with God. I'm not talking about us finding a home, finding our own place of belonging with God. There is a lot of rich exploration there, and that is a worthwhile topic to consider, but that's not my point today. It's not us finding a home with God. It's God finding a home with us. This wondrous, mysterious child whose birth we remember this time of year, who was of God, a bearer of God's presence, this wondrous child came home when he was born in Bethlehem. Came home, saying, "This is where I belong." And it didn't then, and it doesn't now, depend upon whether we have prepared a home for God, although that's another good thing to think about. But it doesn't depend upon us. It doesn't depend upon our preparation, our worthiness, or our readiness. I think we imagine that Mary and Joseph, in their own way, were loving parents and welcomed this child. But the nursery was not ready. And the world was a mess. But he came. He came saying, "This is my home. This is where I belong," God says, "with you, among men and women and children. This place is where I unshakably belong," God says. And he says that to us today as well. Whether our hearts are open, or whether they are busy and cold, God comes and says, "This is my home. This is where I belong." In the midst of lives that are threadbare, in the midst of lives that are overfull with the false comfort of stuff, in the midst of lives that are full of love or full of loneliness, in the midst of lives that are ambitious or anxious, God says, "Here is my home. Here is where I belong. My home is here with you. To dwell in your heart, to share your life, to bring life and light. You are my home. You are where I belong," God says to each of us. Amen.